Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is LBC News.
All eyes are going to be on Anchorage, Alaska tomorrow evening, our time here in the UK, as President Trump, Donald Trump, meets Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, for talks on Ukraine. No Volodymyr Zelensky will be present there in those talks, very controversially. We have been hearing from President Trump, Donald Trump, in the past few moments, phoning in to radio network in the US. Let's turn to LBC News US correspondent Simon Marks. Donald Trump likes to do that, doesn't he?
He certainly does, John, and he's going to be talking extensively today ahead of this meeting with Vladimir Putin tomorrow, which I think orthodox policy hands here in Washington, D.C. will think is a terrible mistake because, of course, the Russians will be poring over every single comment that he makes in order to try and secure additional leverage when Vladimir Putin sets foot on American soil tomorrow for the first time in decades, even though he is sanctioned up to the hilt, even though, of course, the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for him, accusing him and other top Russian officials of war crimes in Ukraine. In his first outing of the day, Donald Trump appeared on Fox News Radio and told the Brian Kilmeade program that he's very bullish about what's to come.
As Putin knows, I'm the toughest one that he's ever had to deal with. He's never had to deal with anybody like me.
And Donald Trump suggested that Vladimir Putin is coming to the United States ready to engage in some kind of a breakthrough over the war in Ukraine.
I believe now he's convinced that he's going to make a deal. He's going to make a deal. I think he's going to, and we're going to find out. I'm going to know very quickly.
Now, the president has said previously that he will know within 2 minutes of Vladimir Putin walking into the room whether or not he thinks he can make a deal and negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine. The stage is set for those talks to begin at 8:30 in the evening tomorrow in the UK. So this is going to be a late night story that we'll be tracking throughout Friday and into Saturday here on LBC News. President Trump, we know, is going to begin that summit with a face-to-face, only the two of them in the room, conversation with the Russian president. Then there will be a working brunch of some kind at which other aides on both sides will be added. We know, for example, that Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and the Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be in attendance at the Elmendorf Richardson Air Force Base in Alaska. Pretty extraordinary, by the way, that the Russian leader is being hosted on a U.S. military base for this summit. There was confusion today from President Trump's appearance on Fox News Radio about precisely what happens when the meeting is over. He said at one point during the meeting there would be a joint press conference, but then further down the road he said he wasn't sure if the press conference would be joint or if both leaders would simply hold their own interactions with members of the media. He also said, despite all that talk of a breakthrough, that he doesn't think he's going to get an immediate pledge of a ceasefire from the Russian leader. And that certainly chimes with what we're hearing from Kremlin officials, who say that their focus at this meeting is going to be on resetting relations, not between Russia and Ukraine, but between Russia and the United States. There is an intensity of focus in the Russian approach to this on improving bilateral ties with Russia. The Russian officials have said today, the Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has said today, that Putin and Trump will outline a range of agreements and understandings that they managed to reach following the summit in Alaska. President Trump believes that his threat of sanctions against Russia and secondary sanctions on countries trading in Russian oil that have not been followed through upon, unless you happen to be India, which has been slapped with additional additional tariffs for buying Russian oil. The president thinks that threat of sanctions has encouraged Vladimir Putin to come to the table. He told Fox Radio that there are economic incentives that he can offer to try and influence Vladimir Putin's behavior. But when he was pressed on what those economic incentives are, and we know that the Russians are talking about joint economic opportunities in the Arctic region and perhaps deeper economic cooperation between the United States and Russia more broadly than that, Donald Trump said he would rather not say whether he was bringing, for example, any offer to relax sanctions against Russia. He said that once the meetings are over, he is hoping very quickly that he's going to be able to invite the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to participate in a three-way meeting, Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, and the Ukrainian leader.
I'm going to be calling up President Zelensky, and let's get him over to wherever we're going to meet. I don't know where we're going to have the second meeting.
Clearly wasn't suggesting that he would invite Volodymyr Zelensky to Alaska, but I suppose it's not possible that everyone will agree to stay in Alaska until Zelensky arrives. That, however, seems to be a very uncertain outcome of this particular summit, because the president also said in the interview that if the meeting doesn't go well, he's not going to call anybody. I mean, I think he was joking about that, but it is clear from what he said, his presentation in that pretty garrulous conversation with Brian Kilmeade, and we're going to be hearing from him again in 90 minutes at the White House. He's going to be talking to reporters at the White House today. He has not reflected so far, yesterday or today, that he's agreed to any kind of five-point plan with Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders to constrain Russian behavior and condition the outcome of any peace talks. And I think, you know, as much as the Prime Minister in his meetings with Volodymyr Zelensky today and in their conversations with Donald Trump yesterday were really focused on that five-point plan that they were trying to hold Donald Trump to as he heads into this meeting, they've got to be very worried about whether Donald Trump truly honours the agreement that the Europeans believe that he struck with them yesterday. It's not entirely sure that Donald Trump has that front of mind today, but we'll get more of a sense of that in about 90 minutes' time when he's due to talk to reporters, John, at the White House itself.
Indeed. And just to go back to something you said on the timetable, the schedule for tomorrow, Simon, you said that the two men, Trump and Putin, are going to meet in a room with nobody else present. That's quite incredible, isn't it?
I think, absolutely. I think there will be interpreters. As far as I understand, it's just the two of them and two interpreters. But we know that they've been alone in the past, and senior, seasoned Russian observers and people who have participated in the National Security Council process here in the United States going back decades think that that is an enormous mistake, that you've got to have someone in the room who truly speaks the language of this conflict in order to make sure that Vladimir Putin doesn't woo Donald Trump into agreeing to something the consequences of which he does not fully understand. And bear in mind, John, that Steve Witkoff, the president's special envoy who met with Vladimir Putin last week at the Pentagon, has been widely reported not fully to have understood what Vladimir Putin was saying when the talk turned to territorial concessions that the Russians are demanding of Ukraine, that Steve Witkoff himself is insufficiently articulate, reports suggested, in the topography of eastern Ukraine in particular, in understanding the detail of what Vladimir Putin was pushing for in that meeting. So there are an awful, a significant number of veteran Russia watchers in this town, including the former U.S. ambassador to Moscow, Mike McFaul, the former National Security Council official, Fiona Hill, who say it is a massive mistake for Donald Trump to be going into any kind of conversation one-on-one with Vladimir Putin, especially if there aren't note takers there absolutely jotting down every single thing that the Russian leader says, because they fear that having dealt with every single American president since Bill Clinton, Vladimir Putin will be serenely confident that he can run circles around Donald Trump in that first interaction.
Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much, LBC News US correspondent. That meeting then in Anchorage, Alaska. Tomorrow evening, UK time, we will have full coverage here on LBC News on your radio, on the LBC app. You can ask your smart speaker to play LBC News.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,